This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your love's like a tidal wave. Segment I'm hosting, Kate Daly, always knocks it out of the park. She really has a lot of good points to make, and she has a lot of amazing guests. She's coming up, and then in T-minus 1 hour, the vaunted Owen Cup Destroyer Schroyer will be taking over from the studio right next door to me, and I'm a busy little beaver getting a lot of other things done behind the scenes. You can be guaranteed of that. There's a bunch of articles I didn't get to that just broke in the last hour at Infowars.com. One of them is Madonna, trying to get attention, really showing you the soul of Satan. She now has put out NFTs and videos of centipedes, robot centipedes, crawling out of women's vaginas. The article is on Infowars.com. We can put that on screen. We're not going to show you any of the disgusting stuff, but that is what these people are into, okay? And that is what they are showing you. We're showing you some of the least graphic stuff here. But it's very, very satanic art to degrade your mind and prepare you to accept real ugliness in the real world. And that's come out in CIA documents. So anytime it's bombarding you, just turn off the TV. Go up and look at the stars. Go out to the woods. Go out and look at fish in a creek. Go out and pick flowers. Go out and just pray to God and just forest bathe. All the studies and statistics show it. You don't even need to know those statistics. You already know it yourself. So just get out in nature and unplug from the system and spend time with your family and just get in that quiet place of the Most High that King David talked about in the Psalms. And I said that to myself. I've only recently, in the last few months, been able to calm down, relax, realize God's in control, and not just have this devastating feeling of loathing that I'm not doing enough and that we've got to save the children as everybody. Yes, we're going to fight as hard as we can, but we're going to do it with the Spirit of God that's directing us. And when I point my finger at you, there's three more pointed back at me. I am telling myself that and really asking God to take control of me. And it's been happening. We've gotten more informative. Shows have gotten more powerful. Been making better decisions. Because I have a tendency, and I know you do as well, to try to do it yourself and just get into guttural, bestial level. Not of evil, but of brutishness. Because it's comfortable to be like that and just be very hateful back at the enemy. They're not worth our hate. We do this because we love our children and love innocence and love justice and want a future together. And we're going to do this together with love. And I feel your love and I see your love. This great crew that is so wonderful and is so nice putting up with me and doing such a great job. And the listeners and our sponsors and our affiliates and all the great guests and people we bring here. It's just such a blessing in this fight to know all of you on this journey. This journey of discovery, this journey of challenge, this journey of transcendence. And it really is special. It's what life's really all about. And I feel sorry for the Jen Psakis and the Joe Bidens, picked by the most evil forces on earth because they're so empty, they're so arrogant, they're so hateful, and we don't want to be anything like them. We want to pray for peace and awakening, pray for justice, and pray that people working in the system that haven't been completely turned over to a hard heart and evil will realize how much danger they're in, and that even temporarily, even physically, even financially, medically, where this new world order is taking us is absolute total death and destruction. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Keep sharing those articles and videos, and know you're changing the world. I salute you. and I thank you all. And again, amazing job, crew. Kate Daly takes over in T-minus 60 seconds. Please share the links. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
Hi, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. The only centipedes coming out of any vaginas will only be Madonna's, I assure you. That is one weird woman. You know what? The whole rack of Hollywood is an interesting lot. Am I right? Anyway, we could talk for days about this, but I have some things I want to get to. And I also want to get to the heart right behind the lies of the headlines. Also, the conversation that you need to have with your child that you're probably not having and you didn't think you'd ever have to have. But I'm going to tell you what that conversation looks like. It's one of the most requested things I've ever talked about on my own show. And I want to talk to you about this and what will happen in the banking failure that they keep doing drills for, and the art of the bait and switch, because I think the bait and switch is a lot more fierce than we even think. So number one on my list is baby formula. And you're hearing a lot about this because, of course, the shortages. And then on top of that, the recall. So you're hearing a lot about this. You know, never mind the fact that we should be breastfeeding our kids anyway. But Bill Gates has something to do with this, possibly. So BioMilk, with a cute little spelling, M-I-L-Q, just earned the backing of the top's world investors, right? And he's raising about $3.5 million in Series A funding. And what they're doing is they're simulating mother's milk and saving the planet at the same time. Oh, gee, thanks. This concoction is right along the line of Beyond Beef. Yummy. And so that rated like dog food, didn't it? When they did the chemical studies, I think it actually rated like dog food. We really should be panting. Anyway, that's how they treat us. So, the founder, Michelle Ager, was a food scientist who worked for a Larabar at General Mills before she moved on to her cute little stint at the Gates Foundation. Just seems a lot of people work with Gates. And she was hoping that the breast milk produced by BioMilk. Can you imagine giving this concoction to your baby? Anyway, here's your Beyond Beef, honey. Yum! It was made in a petri dish. I'm so excited. Not to say that formula isn't made in its own way, but they are seriously screwing with it this time. And I do think this might be a little bit of a bait and switch with, oh, gee, we have this formula shortage and here's this new product. They seem to want to do that a lot. And so parents want to do what's best for their kids, but I'm not quite sure that is going to be the best thing that you can go get your hands on, especially when Breakthrough Ventures is behind it. Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, Richard Branson, Jack Ma, all of your, you know, people that run the world. So there's that. And I also wanted to talk about Roe versus Wade for just a second, because abortion, feds did not make it legal. One more time, because somebody in mainstream really needs to learn this lesson and fast, because they keep spreading these grandiose over the top lies that I've never seen before. Usually they'll mix truth with a lie. They won't just out and out. Well, yes, they will. They're CNN, but out and out say a lie that, you know, you can look up, that they even admit to in the articles. So the feds didn't make it legal. It's just that the states didn't make it illegal. That's the difference. Was this planned to get an even more hideous, evil bill passed to sanction murdering? You know, they tried this in 2019. We talked a lot about this on all the shows. This was, they wanted to kill the baby after birth, when the baby can actually look at you and smile. Yeah, that's when they want to murder the baby. And I do think we should really start calling it murder instead of abortion. They like their words. They like to be able to use the words they choose. And then they like to screw up the meaning to those words. But if you have to stop a thing from growing, that means it's alive. This is pretty easy. So if you wonder, at what point does it become a baby? Well, if you have to stop it from growing, you actually have to kill it, because it will just keep growing, right? So that means it's alive. And Mitch McConnell, doesn't he look like a guy that should be like, I don't know. I just can think of him in high school and in middle school constantly tased and hazed. I'm sorry. And if he wasn't, he should have been. But McConnell is out there saying that the Senate Republicans could not pass an abortion bill. That's because this is not a federal issue. Yet ABC News turns it into a federal issue, right? And so McConnell and Schumer are both out there talking about this. But the interesting thing about this is the activists are calling this the fight of the of a generation. Now, you and I both know they're not crafting these phrases, just like they keep calling it a landmark case. Okay? Fight of a generation. What's that fight about? What's the fight about? Ask somebody next time, because I'm seeing people all over the place going, hey, can I go join a pro-life, pro-choice rally? Really? What are you rallying for? What are you rallying about? Just murdering babies, just left and right? It's okay. So the problem here is that the media is out and out lying. They're saying Democrats are preparing to force a vote, seeking to enshrine abortion rights into federal law. That right there tells you there is no federal law for abortion. They admit it, but they don't really want you to focus on that. They don't want you to focus on a lot of things. They don't want you to focus on election fraud. They don't want you to focus on anything else that's going on, the food shortages that we're going to be seeing. I'm talking to farmers all the time, and let me just tell you, it is not looking good. The canary in the coal mine, it's not looking good for us. And I would imagine by the fall, by Christmas, we'll start to really notice. But I'll be talking about that in just a moment, because there's some things I'd like to share with you that are really intriguing about that. And so back to Roe versus Wade, they're trying to pass now the Women's Health Protection Act, which really sets them up to be able to kill a baby even late term. And so as they fought for this in 2019, New York really fought for this. Boy, they should be proud, right? Still the vote, they say, while largely symbolic, will force every single senator, Democrat and Republican, to go on the record as to where they stand on the issue. Okay. And Senator Maggie Hassan from New Hampshire launched a digital ad saying McConnell's decade-long crusade to criminalize abortion. Maggie, no one's done anything about abortion. And yes, it should be criminalized in every single state. That would be the right and proper way to do this. But the states have used this as an election getter, okay, a vote getter, because really, what do people want to know? Where do you stand on abortion? But why? Once they get in, they never do a thing about it. Ever. They never talk about it. It's like the election fraud. Very, very quiet. Quiet as a mouse. Quiet as a little mouse. Not a word from these people. These jokes. This swamp. So, yes, largely symbolic vote. This is a crap fest of news telling a whole lot of lies. There has never been a federal law for Roe versus Wade. There has never been anything federal about it. It was an opinion on a Texas case. That is it. And then the states, what they say is, oh, we don't have the money to go fight it in court, so we're never going to put anything out there that goes up against Roe versus Wade. So really, they're just chicken, right? They won't do anything about it. They don't want to be the state that does anything about it. In fact, just until recently, in the last couple of years, have I been interviewing people from states that are finally saying, we are not going to sanction abortion. We're not going to sit there and not make it illegal. And so I like that. I'm really happy to see states do that. We should protect our unborn. We should protect our unborn, and we should protect our nursing homes. This is where we really fall as a people, because these people that really don't have a voice, especially our unborn, are not getting the chance to life. I had Chris Ann Hall on last week, and we were talking about this. It's a right to life and the pursuit of happiness, and they're taking that from them in the name of selfishness, in the name of career, because they won't just, you know, I know, how about not have sex? Because that's what makes the baby, right? Yep, last time I checked. Yep, we know exactly how it happens. No surprise there. Yet, these women feel like they just don't want a consequence, so they want to validate. They want to validate this choice. It's not a choice, it's a murder. A choice is between a Pepsi and a Coke. This is a baby. This is a baby. I'll be right back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. I'm so glad you're joining me this hour. There's so much to talk about, and there's so much to correct. You know, the art of the bait and switch, it's sometimes I think it's difficult for a lot of people because of the influx of information that we get, and so much of it is so deceitful that I often refer to this next tactic, the fake fight. The fake fight. I love the fake fight because it's getting more obvious. It used to be that the two different sides that are warring, the Democrats and the Republicans, could really use each other to get away with things or to dismiss things. But now it's getting a little harder. So let me give you kind of an example. When I talk about the two parties, often I will say, look, you know, the difference between the right and the left is the left, the leftists, they actually really do want to destroy this country. They think they're going to somehow make it better, except without God and without you, because you're the enemy. You're a human. So they want to destroy the country, and they're actively, actively doing this. But the right doesn't do anything actively. They don't actively fight for freedom. They don't actively return your liberty. They don't actively do much. In fact, they always act like they're in defense mode. Oh, what is the leftist doing to us now? And then they blame it on the leftist. Even in states where majority rules, you know, the majority is like the GOP, they still blame the Democrats for not doing things that are right. So the fake fight is just getting, I don't know, more obvious. Let me give you an example of the Ministry of Truth. Ministry of Truth comes out, which we all know is so Orwellian and so Orwell. And it's to the point where you're just shaking your head because you can't believe that we're actually talking about this. I get it. But look at what the right is doing. The right is supposed to be fighting for our liberty. The right are supposed to be the beacons of being conservatives. I mean, I'm a registered Republican in my state, right? The problem is instead of coming out about the Ministry of Truth and saying that this will never happen, it will be abolished, what they do is this. They complain about the name of it. Now, if you don't believe me, go look at all the Republicans. It was like they were all sent a memo, like how to handle this. So the number one thing they're going to talk about is they don't like the name. And then they're going to say, well, I maybe don't like how they're going to do it. Not that it shouldn't exist. That's a really big point to remember, because that's the fake fight. They're not fighting against it. They're just picking out some things that make it look like they're fighting against it. And that's my whole point. Fake fights are using the abortion topic to get into office and then never do anything about it, right? Because it's really easy to say stuff and then not do anything. Fake fights are complaining about Obamacare and socialized medicine. But when we had the House, the Senate, and the presidency, we didn't do anything about it. Why is that? It's kind of like the wall. Interesting. So when we don't do anything like this, like election fraud, there's another great example of this. Not a peep. Not a word about, hey, why don't we go back to handwritten ballots? Why don't we stop with the ballot boxes? If you haven't seen 2000 Mules, Dinesh D'Souza's latest, I just interviewed him. He and this movie showcases and shows you the fraud. It shows you the fraud. It shows them at 3:45 in the middle of the night taking out ballots. Okay? So we have it on film. We have it on film. They're taking pictures of themselves. And this isn't even talking about the software. So it's a drug trade. It's like a drug trade with drug mules, except this is voting with voting mules. Okay? With election mules. And these people run around the country and they affect the ballot boxes and Also, the bigger problem is the software, because that is bigger. It's huge. And I've been talking about that for 6 years. It started out as GEMS, G-E-M-S, and then translated up into Dominion. They took an ex-con out of the Obama administration, took an ex-con out of prison to write it. And the only reason I know about that is because it went to court in California. You never heard about that in the media, of course. Okay. Never hear about anything important in the media. But GEMS has gone by all kinds of different names, and now, of course, it's Dominion. All right, so there is even new evidence coming out suggesting that Trump might have gotten 305 Electoral College votes, would have definitely gotten him the win. There's no doubt in anyone's minds, and even the hardcore leftists, that Trump won that election. There's no way, because the country was showing up for him. So they can hide it. They can create a ministry of truth, whatever these little bastards want to do. But let me just tell you, the evidence is there and the proof is there. So where is everybody on the right? Why aren't they fighting for it? Why aren't they bringing it up? You won't see anybody. In fact, the party's trickling down to the states, all the way down to the states, to county commissioners, and not having them do a thing about it. That's amazing to me. And you're going to see this with the abortion thing, too. In fact, was this a bait and switch? Was this, I think it served four purposes, by the way, Roe versus Wade right now with its timing. One, lie to the public that some federal law that does not exist is being overturned, right? Get everybody in a huff. Can't murder babies. Oh, my gosh. Right? It's not true. That's not true. The states have to enact something like that in order to do that, which has always been the case. It's never changed. Liberal women are stupid enough to believe the lies, though, because they're usually watching CNN. I hate to be mean, but that's the truth. Also, distraction from election fraud. There's another one. Because the movie comes out, 2000 Mules right now, that showcases the fraud. And what are we talking about? Roe versus Wade. Introduce a bill so horrific that anyone with a conscience and a soul should find abhorrent. So the sides will then meet in the middle, right? To deliver you something because they compromised. I love compromise. Don't you? No, said every founding father of our country. Absolutely not. Because somebody's giving away their principles that they have, honestly, they have really perfected the art of doing so, because this is how they get things done. It's the art of compromise. Tell us we're going to get something even worse and that the other side is fighting to get this thing that's worse, and we'll meet in the middle. And then pretty soon you're in a situation you never thought you'd be in. And that's how it works. You know. They are also doing these surveillance, right? Cameras everywhere. And there's news articles today talking about the implementation of even more cameras. Okay? Oh, they're everywhere. But, you know, because, you know, the bad guy. Got to get the bad guy. It's always the bad guy. Right? Well, as they do this, remember that neither side, really, have done a thing about surveillance. They've only voted for it. Both sides have voted for it. And I remember when Obama was getting into office, you know, that little turd. Well, he had promised to abolish surveillance. You guys remember that? And he gets in. What does he do? Puts it on steroids. They all do. They all do. They love their surveillance. They love their control. So they say they're going to do it in a non-privacy, intrusive way, you know. So we don't track any, you know, facial recognition or anything. Right. Okay. I believe that. Yeah. I'm going to come right back. There's a couple of things I want to bring up. New information from Pfizer, and also what the bank failure would look like in real terms. Be right back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's going to sell very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey, back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. I hope you're having a good day. We need some good days, don't we? We need some good news. That'd be nice. There are people actively fighting. There are chicken farmers. There are all kinds of people that are truly fighting. And you know what? You have to recognize that once in a while, too, because the news can get so heavy. When I started radio, these types of headlines that we get every day used to happen maybe once a week, twice a week. And they were bad headlines, but at the same time, we had some buffer in between, right? Not anymore. Not anymore. It's like 5,000 of these headlines a day. And then you have to try to pick what you want to focus on. That's how crazy it's gotten. When I was talking about the Republicans versus the Democrats and how the leftists, communists, globalists are trying to actively ruin this country and get rid of our sovereignty, actively pursuing it, but the Republicans aren't pursuing a thing. If the Republicans were actively pursuing liberty and getting it back and restoring and making sure you had freedom, making sure that, because that's their only job, they only got one job, right? If they were actually doing that, then it would throw these leftists off their game. But when you're just a sitting duck and you act like a sitting duck and you do nothing else, then it always seems like the leftists, progressive liberals, these strange, incredibly crazy, mentally off people are going to always be on the offense and always get their way. That's what sucks. It really does. It's terrible. Because we don't have a group fighting for us. It's like being in a war and sitting there and doing nothing. So the unjabbed are not dying. Yep. I hear crickets. Yep. I guess we're not dead. In fact, Walgreens came out after a study of 5,000 stores and said, you know what? The rate of getting sick for those unjabbed is lower than the rate if you would have gotten the second and third jabs. How many narratives have to come out that are totally just obviously exposed before people really start to figure this out? Those with three doses and they took their last dose taken over 5 months ago have the highest rate of illness at 31.3%. Why? Because it ruins your immune system. It's supposed to. And under a microscope, just to let you guys know, I've got some personal knowledge on this. Under the microscope, the Pfizer shot caused the white blood cells to stand still and not do a thing for you. Okay. They just sit there. Like deer in the headlights. They do nothing. They're supposed to be moving all around your body and everything. They don't do anything. And the red blood cells actually are supposed to bounce off of each other, but they become very sticky. And they stick in. They don't completely fuse, but they stick into each other. And this is what's causing the heart attacks and the blood clots and so forth. In the Moderna shot, that has something that, and I've heard it described this way, which might sound like I'm exaggerating, but does it assemble? Yeah. Yeah. There is something to it. There is some sort of something in that Monsanto shot that builds upon itself. We'll say that. It's directed. It's really scary. By the way, the Pfizer documents that are leaking out because they can't take all those years to do it, right? They can't take all that time. So what? They had 28 women. I don't know if they knew they were pregnant when they were into this very short study. What was it? Like a couple of months? Woo! For Pfizer, 23 of them spontaneous abortions, 2 premature with neonatal death, and 1 spontaneous neonatal death, and only 1 survived. Says a lot about their shots, doesn't it? All right. I also wanted to talk about the fact, just to kind of brush over this one. So we suddenly had a whole lot of planes full of money, you know, to send to Ukraine, but we didn't have anything to build a wall. Mm-hmm. Suddenly had lots of money to send over to Ukraine, although we don't have to send it in planes unmarked this time. We can just send it because it's sanctioned. I like that. I like it being sanctioned. And so if this isn't the biggest pit of money laundering you've ever seen in your life, I'm not quite sure what is. But we're not even supposedly at war with Russia or Ukraine. Yet there we are. It just cries, we cooed Ukraine in 2014, does it not? So journalists on the ground, though, I appreciate those journalists on the ground that are talking about it. And they're saying all the footage that we're being shown is actually the Russians fighting back after the little Nazi groups that our CIA trained took over the buildings. And so they're the ones that are fighting. Yeah. It isn't necessarily Russians versus Ukraine. It's Russians versus the little Nazi groups that we trained that sanctioned murder over there of Russian Ukrainians. Just to, you know, throw some truth in the mix. And so I did notice something with the Washington Compost. They were trying to sell the idea to everybody that, oh my gosh, this war is really bad. Look, we have 100 videos to prove it. They're getting so desperate. Them and the New York slime, they are getting very, very, very desperate to showcase a war to you, to tell you it's violent. I've never seen such desperation before. Maybe because people are finally figuring out, let's just hope. And let's hope that people see the money laundering scheme going on over there. You know, we just put out the war sign on the front door, and it's amazing what you can get away with. It's amazing, the money funneling by both parties, by the way. Both parties aren't on that one. So there's that. We're not always the hero. So this is another one I wanted to tell you guys. Sexualizing children, you know, the people that are fighting for this, the teachers of the kindergartners and the first graders and the second graders that are going to bat, right? They were going to bat in Florida trying to get that sexualization to occur. But then on the other hand, saying that they weren't doing that. But you're fighting for something you weren't doing? Interesting. So it brings me to a conversation that's really requested. And I brought this up years ago. Tyler Perry was on the Oprah show years and years ago, and he described an event of abuse in his own life to himself by a family, by a relative, okay, by a family member. And he said something kind of thought-provoking. And, you know, I don't go to Tyler Perry for all my advice for kids, trust me. But this was a gem, so I wanted to pass it along to you. When he had this occur, he actually said that his body betrayed him and did things that he didn't want his body to do. And a little light bulb went off because I thought at the time, I thought, you know, there's something really to this that our kids need to hear. And if you haven't had this conversation with your kids or your grandkids, you should. And asking them if they've seen porn, they're going to say no. You have to ask them, when was the last time they saw porn? Trust me, I know. And, you know, I've raised five kids, and I'm telling you, it's just, when did you see it? I want to know. Let's talk about it. But when Tyler Perry said that, when Tyler Perry said, my body betrayed me and did things I didn't want it to do mentally, okay? I hope that we have that conversation with our kids. They're going to see a lot of images. They're going to be told a lot of lies. They're going to be told things in school. And their body might react to all kinds of different sexual things. But it doesn't mean something. It doesn't actually mean that maybe now, maybe I'm gay, maybe I'm this, maybe I'm a trans, maybe I'm this, maybe I'm that. Sometimes our bodies just react because we're human beings, biological human beings. And so have that conversation with your kids that their bodies could react to things that their mind would never want to go along with because, of course, it can happen. But it doesn't mean anything. I think a lot of our kids are getting so screwed up, especially by teachers in government schools. They're not public anymore. They're government. Government schools or shows and the media constantly telling them that they don't know what gender they are. They don't know what sex they like. And, hey, it's a free-for-all. Today you're a boy, tomorrow you're a girl, and then you're in it, and then you're whatever. And with all of these confusing messages, remind them that their body might react to certain things, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they need to go on this hunt and try to investigate if they are something or not. We need to have that conversation with our kids. I'll be right back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host on The Alex Jones Show.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
On the Alex Jones Show. Make sure and get those supplements and get them in bulk. You know, they'll keep. They always keep longer than they say on the bottle, for sure. And always make sure, right now, just make sure you're getting it in bulk. Because I do think our supply chains are being so messed with, products, all those kinds of things. They want to drive up gas. They want to drive up all of these things. So be ready for it. I'm big into prepping. You should be too. And you probably are. And I love that. So there's a couple more things I want to talk about because we're in that last leg of the hour. It goes so quick. So handing over sovereignty to the WHO. Well, we are in the way of emergency health orders. Yes, we are. We're doing this May 22nd through the 28th. Control over the America's healthcare system. This comes from Dr. Peter Bragan. In fact, some of the articles that I've read has described it as. This is going to be delivered for a vote to the World Health Organization's governing body. You can just imagine how they're going to go with the vote. Big shocker. And the threat is contained new amendments to WHO's international health regulations proposed by King Fraudelot's administration in Hormala that are scheduled as provisional agenda item 16.2. And these amendments will empower the WHO's general director to declare health emergencies or crisis in any nation to do so unilaterally and against the opposition of a target nation. Gotta love that. So here is the deal with this, though. If you really look at it, we've already been doing this. In fact, our mainstream whores, our media, I love Gerald Celeste, what he calls them, the whores. The mainstream media has been doing this for quite a long time, and the way that they always go to them for comment, we're always taking direction from the WHO somehow, some way. And then remember that the CDC, because of all the deals they made, and the money flowing out of our country to work with these other countries, the CDC was also able to declare really a global pandemic. So we just went through this whole case scenario. And as long as our media and our government acknowledge WHO to be over us, then the American people think that that's the truth. Okay? It's not. We still have sovereignty as a nation, but this new amendment would do it legally, give them that sort of power. Is that a good word for it? Also, so beyond that, we could probably do a whole hour on that. But I do want to talk about this because I always like to be prepared, kind of know what's happening. And about 10 months ago, Bank of Russia, yeah, Russia, the bad guy, Bank of Russia explores centralized digital currency system that can restrict certain purchases. Well, what does that mean? We know that the banking drills have talked about, especially CyberPolygon, and then, of course, this latest one in December 9th, the IMF one in Israel. They, with 10 countries, they were talking about the fact that banks would go down on a banking holiday. You would come back, and because everything was so messed up and accounts weren't right and your money might be missing, they would be giving you like 6 months to a year of payment free. So everybody would like that. That's a huge carrot for people. Oh, I get to go payment free. But in order to get back your stuff that you've been paying on for a long time and then go back into your payment system that everybody's in for whatever stuff they own, then you would have to sign up for digital currency in order to get your stuff. Okay? So obviously that's an issue and something that is abhorrent. But are they going to do it? Well, they certainly have been drilling about it. And then we have another CyberPolygon coming up for 2022 in July as well. So when Russia did this, Russia's central bank was exploring a two-tiered digital ruble. Remember that, two-tiered. And it would allow users to restrict certain types of purchases on all these transactions that would be recorded on a centralized ledger. You know, that ledger they keep talking about, right? That's supposed to make everything transparent. That's the carrot. It's not true. Just imagine that you were able to give your kids some money in digital rubles and then restrict their use for the purchase of junk food. This is really how they were selling it and how they were laying it out, okay? The digital ruble shall be more convenient than cash in its use. The digital ruble will exist in the form of uniquely identifiable units. So you're going to get one or the other, and they could absolutely cause you to be able to not purchase things, certain things that you want. Okay? Maybe they don't want you to buy a firearm. Maybe your government score isn't high enough and you no car for you, right? But all these restrictions on what you could buy at the store and what you couldn't, is that what a two-tiered, can't talk today, ruble system would look like? Is that what our digital currency is going to look like? And think about that. What are we going to do? So today they're saying, oh yes, of course, you still have cash. Mm-hmm. But we're going to make everything to the point where we have all these companies in the palm of our hand. We own Walmart. We own all these big companies, right? But the big companies would be just like they kicked it in for COVID. They would kick it in for the digital currency too. And so as they do this, think about what that future would be. This is a great time to buy things right now. This is a fantastic time. I would suggest that right now, while you still have some autonomy and some freedom, do so, please. Get what you need right now, because I think this window is closing. I really do. There's a couple of things I want to mention, and I have been reading the IMF papers. That's what a nerd I am. But I've been reading the IMF sort of their walking papers, the ones that they're working on, you know. And they've been talking a lot about reset, crisis, what happens. I looked at some other years. They weren't talking about it like they are right now. So working papers, all right? Too much caffeine today. So working papers all are describing major, this is what you do after fallout and after bank insecurities happen and all these things happen. So I do absolutely think these drills are going to turn into a reality for sure. They have to do something with banking in order to get that great reset. But it'll be the lure of trying to get your stuff back or trying to finish off paying off your stuff that will lure you into digital currency. So these are a couple of things you want to keep in mind, because prepping is a big deal. I've done a lot of shows on prepping and through the years. And an atmosphere water machine, you can learn how to do this on YouTube. There's a lot of people that explain it. You can actually buy them. They're getting harder to buy, though. Atmosphere water machines, they make water out of the atmosphere. Yeah, that's why they're getting harder to get. They don't like that. They like having control over your water. And then also variety. There have been people, friends of mine, that have been living off food storage to see what the problems are. You know, what happens if you live off your food storage for a month? And the problem was no spices, no variety. They had been buying things at Case Lot sales, and because of that, they had everything in bulk. So, you know, like 50 cans of green beans, yummy. And with no seasonings, you can imagine how old it got really, really quick. Make sure you have those things in variety. Make sure you have, you know, powdered sour cream and powdered eggs, which are getting really expensive right now, too. Make sure that you are getting some sort of variety in there. Also, a lot of people have been having a lot of feelings lately, and they've been contacting me and saying, you know, I've never really gotten into prepping, but right now I just have this feeling you better start buying stuff. And that's why I say get Alex Jones supplements, because get them in bulk, because there might be a time when you can't get them. And it, because of a two-tiered, we'll call it a ruble right now, but you know, Russia always plays along. Don't think that Russia doesn't play along with the IMF. They're always right there to play along. And so, of course, trying out or wanting to try out that two-tiered system. Right now is a really good time to acquire skills. Look at, instead of watching the garbage on TV, look at YouTube. Learn how to make things. Make yourself essential in that way. I hate the terminology of that, because what they did with that with businesses across the country was abhorrent during COVID. But I will say that acquiring skills is something that we could all do instead of just wasting time, do that. And a friend of mine brought up this great point too. Skipping a meal. If you have to only eat one meal a day, eat it at night. Don't eat it in the morning. When you eat it at night, it goes to all the right organs and it does what it's supposed to do efficiently and nutritiously. If you eat only one meal in the daytime, then you're burning through all of that as energy. And so the nutrition doesn't get where it needs to go. So which I thought it was a really great point about making sure that if it ever got to that point, remember this conversation and remember that eating a meal at night would actually do you more favors. There's so much to prepping, pellet guns, all these kinds of things that we should be making sure you have. Just make sure that you have all the things you need in bulk, and not just flour, not just wheat and all those things. What are you going to make? You know what I mean? Sugar. You have to be able to make things. You have to be able to have recipes. And you can make food taste good, too. There's a lot of great companies out there. We could go on for days talking about prepping, but I just wanted to give you kind of those things that are on my mind today. And really the art of the bait and switch, the lies that are being told, and how they do it. And I hope you benefited from that today. All right, you guys, I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for The Alex Jones Show, and I'm really happy to be here. I've been on radio for about 10 years, and boy, has it been a trip. The study, everything. It's been a crazy ride for sure. You guys have a great day.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Ladies.